Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update Podcast. It is July 7th, 2023, and I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from today's John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from its hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from the previous edition of the newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to check out our History of Trading videos on johnlothiannews.com on the MarketsWiki Education page, including the Open Outcry Traders History Project and the Path to Electronic Trading video series. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. Bloomberg is reporting the UK plans to reverse the MiFID ban on free research for clients. Bloomberg said Chancellor of the Exchequer Jeremy Hunt is planning to roll back a piece of European Union legislation that forced financial firms to separate the cost of investment research from trading expenses, part of his efforts to boost the attractiveness of the UK's financial services sector. The New York Times and other outlets are reporting that heat records have been broken around the globe, and the last 3 days were quite likely the hottest days in Earth's modern history. Temperature records were shattered from North America to Antarctica. According to a Bloomberg story, June was the hottest June on record, as the oceans heated up and temperatures in the oceans were the warmest for the third straight month. Also, Bloomberg is reporting Canada's record wildfire season is set to worsen as the heat builds and the fire activity is expected to stretch into August. The Financial Times Unhedged podcast today is titled Harry Markowitz Found a Free Lunch in Finance, with the subheading of The Economist Who Died in June Used Rigorous Math to Show That Diversification Could Bring Higher Returns Without Increasing Risk. The Financial Times is reporting that 30 million people have signed up for Threads from Meta as of yesterday, though I saw a report from Mark Zuckerberg on the site that reported 50 million signed up. You can follow me on Threads with the username John J. Lothian. Wall Street Journal reporter Evan Gershkovich has been detained by Russia for 100 days. He should be released immediately. Free Evan now. Steve Brodsky is joining the board of Northwestern Memorial Hospital. The board of the Northwestern Memorial Hospital Foundation at Northwestern Memorial Hospital. The SEC Historical Society posted to LinkedIn that this week in 1980, the NASDAQ began posting best bid and offer rather than representative prices in its newspaper listings, narrowing spreads for broker-dealers, but increasing volume on the exchange. By late September, NASDAQ volume was nearly 60% that of the NYSE. You can learn more about this with the link in today's newsletter. The National Guard in Nevada is struggling to hire because workers are being lured by attractive pay packages by Amazon, FedEx, and Wendy's. Insider reports. Of the latter, the National Guard is getting a frosty reception from potential hires. One of the most read stories, our most read stories on JLN options yesterday were, is a big stock market crash coming? Options traders say no. Buffett's derivatives bonanza doesn't prove that Tlaib is wrong. Options industry mid-year review, index products lead growth. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. We have our first video from our FIA IDX 2023 coverage. The title, Walt Lucan Reflects on FIA IDX 2023 and the Good That FIA and Its Members Do. FIA CEO and President Walt Lukin was interviewed by JLN correspondent Julie Ross at the FIA International Derivatives Week, IDX, in London recently about the conference and related topics. You can view this video on johnlovianews.com. Here's a video from our OIC 2020 coverage. Global Risk founder Steve Probst talks with JLN about the evolving nature of risk and technology. JLN spoke with Steve Probst, Global Risk founder and inventor of the Global Risk Platform, at the OIC conference in Nashville in April. He discussed the risks his customers need to manage and how Global Risk is evolving to meet their needs. You can watch this video on johnlovianews.com. Here's a story from the Financial Times. Twitter threatens trade secrets lawsuit over Meta's Threads app. Warning to Mark Zuckerberg comes as new users top 30 million on first day of message service. Twitter has threatened to sue Meta, alleging it stole the company's trade secrets when creating its rival messaging app Threads, as the new platform attracted tens of millions of users within hours of its debut. My comment. Yes, I would threaten to sue too. I would huff and puff and try to blow down Threads. Here's a story from Bloomberg. The headline, LIBOR convict Hayes burst into tears at chance to appeal. Ex-UBS trader called the ringmaster at rigging trial. Hayes said he wept when his lawyer called with the news. Tom Hayes, the former star trader who became the face of the LIBOR scandal, has consistently maintained his innocence. Now he is a step closer to overturning his high-profile criminal conviction. The ex-UBS Group AG and Citigroup Inc. trader served 5.5 years of an 11-year sentence in jail for rigging key benchmark rates to boost his own trading positions. Prosecutors called him the ringmaster, but in a rare decision from the agency which probes suspected miscarriages of justice in England, he'll now get a shot to go before appeal judges. My comment, joy is a wonderful thing. Here's a story from Bloomberg. Young men are gaming more. Are they working less? The pandemic accelerated a trend that had been blamed for decreasing their labor force participation. During the first decade and a half of this mid-century, young American men devoted a growing amount of time to computer and video games and a shrinking amount of time to work. In a 2017 paper that received tons of attention, four economists proposed that better games, improved leisure technology, were luring young men away from the workplace. In a response that received less attention, but that I found more convincing, economist Gray Kimbrough argued that the interaction between weak labor demand and a shift in social norms that rendered playing video games more acceptable at later ages explained the data better. My comment. Gaming more or preparing for World War III? Here's the top three stories from Thursday's JLN. Our most read story yesterday was the press release PDF, IOSCO's statement on alternatives to U.S. dollar LIBOR. Second was more on the IOSCO statement from Risk.net. IOSCO deals hammer blow to BSBY Ameribor. Third was a story about the breakout app Threads, which is meant to compete directly with Twitter. I know a few here have signed up from the Financial Times. Meta says 30 million people have signed up to the Twitter competitor, Threads. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, biggest cocoa trade in more than a decade rattles London market. Squeeze sent July futures to a 240-pound premium to September. Measure of cocoa supplies has fallen to lowest in four decades. The biggest cocoa trade in more than a decade is rattling the London Exchange, bringing back memories of when a hedge fund manager known as Chalkfinger tried to corner the market. 2 years of deficits have dramatically reduced stockpiles of the key chocolate ingredient, with a measure of supplies at its lowest in four decades. That's left traders vulnerable to a squeeze when they're unable to find enough supplies to deliver to buyers as contracts expire and are forced to buy back futures. Here's another story from Bloomberg. The headline: string of global heat record raises alarms on climate change. Average temperature broke records on Monday, Tuesday, and Thursday as extreme heat puts millions at risk. Global temperatures have hit records for 3 days this week, raising concerns over the impact of extreme heat and the rapid pace of climate change. The average worldwide temperature reached 17.23 degrees Celsius on Thursday, exceeding records hit on Monday and Tuesday, data from the National Centers for Environmental Prediction showed. And then here's one more story from Bloomberg. The headline: Binance executives exit as the regulatory heat on the largest crypto exchange intensifies. Chief Strategy Officer, Compliance Executive, Counsel depart. Crypto firm faces web of probes, including SEC, CFTC lawsuits. The billionaire founder of crypto's biggest exchange, Binance Holdings Limited, sought to defend the platform following the exits of executives who had been helping the company navigate a widening regulatory crisis. Cheng Peng Zhao said, "We continue to build and continue to hire," in a tweet on Friday after Binance's chief strategy officer, general counsel, and a compliance official departed, stirring fresh questions about the outlook for an exchange that's facing probes in the U.S., Europe, and Asia Pacific. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling your friends about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated. With respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.